This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Well, I just got married. You know what everybody said at the wedding? Man, you look great. You know what I said? P90X. My energy at an all-time high. Lost an inch on my waist and 7 pounds, and I wasn't a guy that needed to lose a ton of weight. Then, how about this story about my friend and fellow ESPN radio host, Mike Golic? Mike was telling me about his changes he's seen in his blood work since doing P90X. He's a type 2 diabetic, but after his first 90 days using P90X, his doctor, who's also doing P90X, by the way, told him he's almost able to get off the meds. Plus, he lost over 20 pounds. Remember to talk to your doctor before starting P90X, and everybody's results will be different. Folks, try it out. No risk. 90-day guarantee of satisfaction, but only if you order it now. It works. 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-P90X. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin.
Come time is it!
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets passed, knocked away, Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning once again, everyone, from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas. It's the third and final day, and may we say it could be our final trip ever to Big 12 Media Days. You think we can convince the boss to come back down and cover the other 10 teams next year?
Well, it might be late at night in a smoke-filled room with a glass of scotch in front of him, but we'll have to see what we can do. We'll have to see what we can do, Doug. We had a great time. You know what? This may be the most accommodating Big 12 Media Days these teams have ever, really the open access. You know, we're not going to get Texas. You knew that coming down. And we had two backup left tackles in 6 years until we got the starting left tackle, Kyle Hicks, today. They've been great. You know Mac Brown's not going to sit and talk. You know Bob Stoops isn't going to sit and talk. But I'm telling you what, people really, Texas Tech, second to none. Blaine Beal, their SID did a great job of getting them around. Colorado Dave Plotty's always wonderful and accommodating. The national guys have been great to us. It's been a really fun 3 days here in Dallas.
Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, and we're going to have another full 2 hours of guests and interviews, and we will talk to Texas coach Mack Brown, which I know makes you happy, Daddy.
That makes me happy.
Was it inappropriate when they walked in the room and I went around with the horns?
Well, it was weird because the guys from the zone in Omaha started clapping immediately. You're walking around with the horns mocking them. It was a little uncomfortable for everybody there. But
I had them pointed the right way.
They just roll out the red carpet. They know they're special.
Our Doug and Daddy Show from Big 12 Media Days brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture with locations in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and if you're traveling west, Alliance as well. And we want to thank Mike and Doug. Stop in and see all of the great furniture that they have, led by Lazy Boy and Lane Recliners, getting you ready for the college and NFL season. Let's get right into it, Daddy. Analyst from the Fox Sports Network, former great quarterback at the University of Missouri. We've had him on the show before. Corby Jones joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show here from Dallas. Corby, great to catch up with you again.
You guys.
Let's do what we usually do, turn your mic up. But great to see you getting ready for another college football season. Are you as excited as everybody is as far as a player to start looking at these teams and getting them ready to go?
Oh, definitely. You know, I mean, it's another year of Big 12 football. I mean, same teams at the top, same teams at the bottom. But that being said, you know, it's gonna be an interesting one.
Is there a middle team, a dark horse at all that you can find, or it's just going to be the big three?
I think there's definitely two dark horses. And you're going to think I'm crazy for saying this, but I think Baylor is going to find themselves climbing the ladder. Could end up in a bowl game. And I think A&M, depending on whether or not they can play any defense at all, they could sneak into this. I mean, change their defensive scheme. Playing a 3-4 now. I don't know if that's going to help, but it's going to spread some guys out and let them run a little bit more.
Neil Von Miller led the nation in sacks a year ago. Now they spread him out, and they're going to let him run more. How many? What's the guy going to have, 35?
Hopefully somebody else on that team can make a tackle.
Well, that's very true, very true, very true.
Everybody that we've talked to over the last 3 weeks, when we ask about a dark horse, the darling is A&M. I don't remember anybody giving us a dark horse in the North. We talked a little bit before we went on, Nebraska, Missouri. Do you see any of the other four teams doing anything serious to make a challenge in the North or the conference as a whole?
Once again, you're going to think I'm a little bit crazy, but Iowa State could sneak in there a little bit. I like what Paul Rhodes has done. He's got the players wanting to play for him. They're still not that talented. Arnaud's got some experience. They got a great back. So I think they can do some things.
I agree with everything you said there, but when you look at their schedule, and I point to the back-to-back games away from Ames, Iowa, and Oklahoma, and Texas, I just say, wow, that's too much to overcome. Throwing their non-conference schedule, I say they might be a very talented football team that's staying home come a bowl season.
It's very possible that happens. But I think you've seen it every year in the Big 12. Somebody wins a game they're not supposed to win, and somebody loses a game they're not supposed to lose. So that happening could put them in the running for the North if they can manage to escape with one of the wins down from the South teams and then beat a Nebraska or a Missouri.
Corby Jones from Fox Sports. He's been an analyst. You've seen him on the pregame show the last 3 years. Of course, former quarterback mid to late 90s, 95 to 98 with Missouri. We go into this season, and nobody can really point to who the offensive player of the year will be. It seems like we've got a lot of really good players, no offensive star like we've seen the last.
Well, maybe you just don't have the names like a Bradford or McCoy. Maybe.
Yeah, we know there's Blaine Gabbert. We know all these running backs are very good. Are you surprised? Is it parity or is it lack of a superstar, I guess?
I think it's lack of a proven superstar. I mean, I think there are going to be superstars emerge. But I think this year, without a preseason superstar, you've got to have the team that emerges as the top team. You look to see the best player on the top team come out to be the superstar. I mean, that'll be your conference player of the year, as far as I can see. Unless Gerard Johnson puts up some gaudy numbers again and they still don't win, but no one else can supplant him. I mean, he's one of those guys that he's going to get his numbers and he's going to score some points, because being that big, that strong, and that fast, and with a house on your shoulder, I mean, that guy's pretty special.
Corby Jones joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, former Missouri quarterback and now an analyst on the studio show for Fox Sports, right out of Dallas here. Corby, you still live in the Kansas City area. You're still very close to the Missouri program. When you look at replacing a Denario Alexander and the gaudy numbers he put up, 46% of their offense went through him a year ago. Who emerges for them to be Blaine Gabbert's playmaker this year?
Well, you got to look at Wes Kemp, the most experienced wide receiver of that group. And then T.J. Moe has had a great spring, and then a good preseason also. So, or a good summer, I'm sorry. I think those are the guys that have to step it up. And Kemp has to be a leader. They dropped some balls. Both of them dropped some balls in the spring. That's got to change, because I mean, they weren't a great third down team last year. You know, they had too many three and outs, and that's one of the things that hurt them. They didn't start the game as fast as they should have.
Corby, what do you see in the development of Blaine Gabbert? You played his position at that school. What do you see as his progression? A lot of folks are thinking he's going to be putting up really nice numbers this year.
Oh, I think he will. I mean, but numbers aren't everything. Numbers in that system are going to come. You look at the old Mike Leach system. Look at the Cumbie, the Simons, the Kingsbury, the Harrell. It doesn't really matter. They're all going to put up numbers. And whether or not they win games is what it's going to come down to. I think Gabbert has a tremendous amount of talent, and he showed last year that he's going to play he's going to play regardless. I mean, if he feels like he's the best that we have, no matter what, he's going to step out there and he's going to give his all. I mean, he gained the respect from his coaches, from his teammates, and I think he gained some confidence in himself last year playing injured after that big hit up from Sue.
Corby, I'm gonna switch sides of the ball on you. Dave Steckel comes back for, I believe, his second year now with this Missouri Tiger defense. You lose Weatherspoon, the big name, and everybody knew that name coming to media days a year ago. Where you don't have that this year. Who steps up and who emerges as a name on that defense people will recognize?
Alden Smith. There's no debate. I mean, the secondary has been known to struggle. I think Kevin
Rutland. A young guy and a sophomore.
Yes, correct. Kevin Rutland at corner is going to be probably the more vocal leader, but the secondary's best friend is a good pass rush, and Alden Smith can do that.
What do you think about Big Red this year? If it's going to be Nebraska and Missouri, playing to one another's strength, it's going to be in Lincoln. Your early thoughts on what Nebraska has? Can their defense live up to what they had last year? And will their offense help them a little bit more, which we all kind of expect will happen?
Earlier in the media days, I think we had Bo Pelini in, and I hadn't gotten here yet, but his quote was, or the question was, what is going to surprise people most about your Nebraska football team? And his quote was, our defensive line. And him saying that frightens me a little bit, because if they're going to be surprising, then everybody has something to worry about. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with. After losing Sue, they've still got. I mean, it's still. It sounds like the Nebraska of old again, where you lose Christian Peter, plug in Jason Peter. I mean, this is not stuff that I want to hear about.
We have discussed that we think the league, after all these great quarterbacks, where you could have four or five guys that could be All-American type in the same conference, now you have a lot more running backs that kind of fit that mold. Do you see it being a more of a running conference this year, a more of a ground game than it has been in the past, or are we just going to have to learn to get to know the names of these new quarterbacks?
I think you're going to have to learn to get to know the names. I think every coach wants to have a balance. But when it comes down to it, you're going to do what's working and what you could do to win football games. And with the backs emerging as the talk of the town right now, as soon as these quarterbacks show that they've got a grasp of the offense, then they're going to start chucking it like they used to.
Corbin, when we look at a team in the north like a Kansas, it's been up and been to that Orange Bowl and then fall back on a little bit from where they were, and obviously things didn't work out there. Things didn't gel. They get a coach like Turner Gill, and maybe it's in Nebraska, a little bit of bias coming in. We think he's a pretty darn good coach, and if there's any pieces there at all, he's going to be able to put them together. What do you see out of him?
Oh, I agree. I just think that he's going to have a challenge this year of getting an inexperienced team used to a new system. I mean, that's going to be difficult. You lost some crucial parts, but you got a mobile kid in pick at quarterback, much like the kid he had at Buffalo last year. So I think they're going to be able to plug and play a little bit. You got great coordinators. And, I mean, I think this year is going to be a building year for them, but I don't think it takes long for Turner to get things turned around up there.
And, Corby, before we let you out of here, Corby Jones joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Your thoughts on the Big 12 now being down to 10 teams after this year with Nebraska and Colorado moving on, and what the future of this league holds?
Well, I think the future's solid. I hate to see Nebraska and Colorado leave. Quite frankly, I hate to see Nebraska leave. I mean, Colorado is up in the air. I mean,
it seems to be the general concern.
But I hate to see, regardless, I hate to see the rivalry. I hate to see the old Big Eight break up. I mean, you kept the Big Eight nucleus, brought in a few of the Southwest Conference teams, but it was still the Big Eight. And I hate to see that go away.
That's just what so many people are saying. We were the conference that held the deal together. They were the defunct league. Why was Texas running things?
It's called the golden rule, guys. Whoever has the gold makes the rule.
Well, we just saw the gold walk through the room in all its glory, and cameramen tripping over each other to get the smiling Mack Brown, who's making the tour before he has to make the decisions on the sideline. And we look forward to another great season of Big 12 football. Corby, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show here today.
No problem, fellas.
From Fox Sports Net. And, of course, former Missouri great quarterback Corby Jones joins us here in Dallas. The Doug and Daddy Show, going to take a break. We'll be back with more, brought to you, as always, by Bruce Furniture. It's a privilege to help you create the home that loved ones take with them in their dreams. Like a good dream, a home will be just right for you, and that's their promise with the great furniture and bedding. At Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge, we're back after this to Dallas.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle, CharterWest National Bank.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Checking out our forecast throughout our Wednesday afternoon, calling for lower humidity, a blend of sun and clouds. We'll have our high near 86 degrees. For tonight, overnight low near 66, and then for our Thursday, high in the lower 90s, currently 72.
Back in Dallas, Big 12 Media Days, our final day. Don't forget, tomorrow and Friday, we will be in Omaha at the Cox Classic of the Nationwide Tour as we follow some of the area golfers and take a look at some of the big-time guys. Of course, Tommy Two Gloves Ganey trying to make it onto the PGA Tour. If he can get his third win, you get that automatic promotion, and it's happened in Omaha before. We'll see if that happens tomorrow. We'll be going from 11 to 1 Thursday and Friday as well. And all that action going on from the Cox Classic on the Nationwide Tour at Champions Run in Omaha. Congratulations to the winners of the tickets from earlier in the week. Also, congratulations to Kearney Runza. They are on to the American Legion playoff final against Papillion La Vista. They will host that game in Kearney at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. So make plans as Kearney Runza takes on Papillion La Vista South to finish off the Nebraska State playoffs. And so they won the American Division, Papillion won the National Division, and they will get together to finish off this playoff Saturday at Memorial Field in Kearney, and that gets underway at 6 o'clock. Come out and support Kearney Runza, and now no matter what happens, they will head on to a regional either in Texas or in Missouri at Blue Springs, and that will be going on coming up next week. Let me give you the exact dates on that. One is in Blue Springs, Missouri. One is in Grand Prairie, Texas, August 5th. Through the night, but again, this Saturday night at Memorial Field, Kearney will be in action. Taking a look at some of the other results, Holdridge beat Broken Bow a couple of times last night to win the B6 senior title. Also last night, Central City took the B5 seniors championship with a 6-2 win over Aurora. At the C5 area tournament in Gilton, Dakin beat Sutton 7-6 after they went a couple of championship games there, but Dakin wins it 7-6, and St. Paul, of course, in the C6 area tournament champion. Alma took the title in the C7 area tournament with a 10-7 win over Elwood Eustis. At the state tournament, Class C juniors, DCB, Danabrog, Carroll Bolas, they're eliminated by the host and district champion Pender 3-2, so they lost to Valparaiso 5-4, and Pender 3-2. Pender and Valparaiso are playing for the title, so DCB, the baseball juggernaut and power that they always are, came up one run short to both teams that are playing for the championship. In the Class B Junior State Tournament, Beatrice beat Wayne, Shadron beat Seward, so Beatrice will play Shadron for the state championship this afternoon. Omaha Westside won the Class A Junior State Championship last night, beating Millard West 6-1. Of course, Kearney Post 52 had won it the last 3 years, and now Omaha Westside takes it over. And as we told you, Kearney runs up Papillion La Vista South, your Class A Senior State Champions, and will play in the playoff game on Saturday at Memorial Field. So that's what's going on in American Legion Baseball. It's time now for our Loper Link segment on the Doug and Daddy Show every Wednesday, brought to you by the College Store on 1420 West 24th Street, now carrying Campus Authentic apparel. Campus Authentic, so real, Coach might put you in. Check out their huge selection just south of the Health and Sports Center, or you can also go online, thecollegestore.com, thecollegestore.com. Also brought to you today by Charterwest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. They have the loans. Of course, we're just getting geared up for fall volleyball and football and soccer and everything else cross country that goes on at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. So not much going on, but a few area golfers from UNK have made the cut at the Nebraska Amateur Golf Championships. Through 2 days, Alex Farrell going into his final year, tied for 14th. Wood River native Chris Kelzer was tied for 22nd, and Jordan Arnsdorf tied for 43rd going into the third of four rounds at the 102nd Nebraska Golf Association Championships. The leader of that is Mike Coatman. Danny, for the first time you see somebody at the top of the leaderboard that's not in college or in high school.
Yeah, you know, that's so much young talent around. That's something a little bit different, but congratulations to Mike. You know, it's a little bit shocked. You know, Alex comes back a pretty good round yesterday after getting off to, well, really slow start that first day.
Of course, they're playing at Happy Hollow Club in Omaha. Mike Coatman shooting 70-68 on the par 71 layout. He's 4-under through 2 days. Ryan Neidfeld of Omaha sets at 2-under. Then Andy Sajovic out of Fremont has a one-shot lead over his dad, John. Andy was 1-over. John was a 2-over in this tournament, and those are the top four heading into the third round today at the Nebraska Amateur going on at Happy Hollow Club in Omaha. So that's going to be wrapping up. The Nationwide Tour is going to be getting underway tomorrow in Omaha.
And we'll be there live. Why not?
Yeah, we're going to be there tomorrow taking a look at things. And, again, a lot of the guys are just getting teed off today as far as this golf tournament goes. And trying to take a look at Chris Kelzer. He's even through four holes so far today. Alex Farrell also even through four holes today and tied for 14th. Not a ton of area golfers going, but Jordan Reinertsen of Gibbon, he made the cut, but he's 8-over through 13 today and is back in the pack. The young man that broke the course record at Metal Arc Hills in Kyle Huss from Sydney struggled yesterday in his second round to a 77 after shooting a 1-under 70 on the opening day, but he's tied for fifth place now, currently at 5-over par, so still at least within shouting range, depending on what happens to the big boys early. And that is a look at our Wednesday Loper Link, brought to you by the fine folks at Charter West National Bank. Call Russ Smith at Charter West of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, we have the loans, and by the College Store. Hey, Lopers! College Store on 1420 West 24th is the place to be for your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear as you get ready for fall classes in 2010. Stop by the College Store just south of the Health and Sports Center, or if you're not into Kearney yet and getting ready for the upcoming year, you can check them out online with the cheapest textbooks guaranteed. TheCollegeStore.com, TheCollegeStore.com. This is the Doug and Daddy Show live for Big 12 Media Days in Dallas. Coming up, we've got Mac Brown, the head football coach from Texas. Going to catch up with him and a variety of other folks. Colorado, Texas, Kansas, and Oklahoma are all on hand here today, and we'll hear from some of those players and coaches. When we come back, Mac Brown on the Doug and Daddy Show. You won't want to miss what he has to say from the University of Texas. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Mike Golick for Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. So in baseball, you can go 1-for-3 and still have a good night. But not when you're serving USDA Prime Steaks. Luckily, Ruth's Chris is always at the top of their game. Each night, they serve up their hand-selected steaks tender, juicy, and sizzling on a 500-degree plate so they stay hot and delicious to the very last bite. You have to respect that kind of consistency. It's a lot like me, except the only thing I'm serving up in the morning is beatdown zucchini. Visit your local Ruth's Chris today.
Tender, loving care. You don't need a dealership to find it for your car. Come to Midas instead. We start with a complimentary courtesy check. It's a written evaluation that tells you exactly what's in good shape and if anything needs attention. And it comes with every service we perform. From factory-scheduled maintenance to advanced diagnostics and repair. Why go to a dealership when the experts at Midas are right around the corner? Tender, loving care. That's the Midas touch.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Checking out our forecast throughout our Wednesday afternoon, calling for lower humidity, a blend of sun and clouds. We'll have our high near 86 degrees. For tonight, overnight low near 66, and then for our Thursday, high in the lower 90s, currently 72.
It's the Doug and Danny Show at Big 12 Conference Football Media Days here in Dallas, Texas. Doug Gutta along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer engineer at the studios, Merritt Lawson, joining us. We're going to hear from Texas coach Mack Brown here in just moments, so stay with us. We're brought to you exclusively from Dallas by Bruce Furniture. If they don't have it, they'll get it for you. No hassle, no extra charge. It's going to be what you want because that's what Bruce Furniture does for you. They say it's time for new furniture that will get you ready for watching your sports and relaxing when the weather's not so nice outside. Fall, winter, get you inside. Be ready to go with great recliners, great couches and chairs, and great bedding from Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Bruce Furniture, proud sponsor of Big 12 Conference Media Days and proud sponsor of comfort in your home. 888-455-ESPN, that's the number to contact us, 888-455-3776. And as always, the Dent Popper inbox is wide open for your emails, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Mack Brown in Texas were with us a little bit earlier this morning, and I had a chance to catch up with the head coach of the Big 12 champions at Texas. Had just a little bit of time. I'm going to tell you right now, we didn't get into the Big 12 championship game from last year or the redout. More about his football team this year, and here's how things went. Well, Coach, outstanding chance to catch up with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for giving us a little bit of time here this morning. Can you believe football time in 13 years at Texas?
Yes, 13. It's hard to believe it's been 13 years since we came to Texas, and this is a day we really look forward to. It kind of means the start of football. It's really close, and you love to see your players and see them interact with media for the first time, and it's always a hard choice for your coaches to try to figure out who you bring. And this year we brought two younger ones. We brought a junior defensive tackle and a sophomore quarterback, other than the two seniors. So it'll be fun to watch them interact with the media today. And when you've been like myself and you've been in this business so long, you've got so many friends here that you really enjoy seeing a lot of guys that you only get to see probably once a year.
Well, Coach, you start with a new quarterback this year. Folks got a chance to see Garrett Gilbert in the bowl game last year. What are the expectations when you bring in a young quarterback to the system?
In 05, we were supposed to play for the national championship. Last year, we were supposed to play for the national championship, and if we hadn't, it would have been a problem. I thought we were probably overrated in 06 because coming out of the national championship game, there were so many kids coming back that everybody's expectations were we might could still do it, but you got that young quarterback. I do feel like our expectations are still to be a top five, top ten team, but people aren't expecting us to finish.
How did Garrett respond after that national championship loss where he really got banged around early but played much better in the second half?
The game was really good. I walked in and talked to him right after the game, and I said, "Are you okay? Sorry you had to go in this situation. It was tough." And he said, "Yeah, if we hadn't turned the ball over, we'd have won the game." And I thought, you know, that's what you want to hear out of the young guy. It wasn't about, "Boy, this was too much pressure. Boy, this was tough. I'm crushed." It was, "We need to take care of the ball better." So he's 6'4", 5". He's got the pedigree with his dad playing in the NFL. He won 2 state championships. He knows what he's doing. He's a 4-point student. And it seems to me that he's done a tremendous job leading throughout the spring and it sounds like the summer. I asked him last year at one time, you're not very vocal. I thought you would be a better leader than this. What's the deal? And he said, "Coach, this is Colt's team. This isn't my team. As soon as Colt leaves, I'll step up." And he's done that.
Coach, your offense might have to change a little bit this year. In fact, the offensive coordinator says a little more run might be coming into this football team. What are your thoughts about having a little bit more running game this year?
What we really said is in 06, we have a chance to play for the conference championship. Colt gets his shoulder hurt at Kansas State, and we lose 2 games and end up losing an opportunity to play for the championship. Then this year you lose the national championship, and whether we would have won or not be played, who knows. But you'd rather have more arsenal in your offense and take some pressure off the young quarterback instead of have no backs and have him out there trying to throw every time. So we felt like that we will go back more to the Ricky Williams offense, but we're not going to change who we are, and we're not going to change what we're doing. We just felt like with Colt, he was so accurate that we were throwing it every time, throwing it 70% of the time because he was completing them all, and we'd like to go back and have more balance. So we're not going to line up in two tights and run it every time. I don't want anybody to think that, but we are going to be in a position where we found that over our self-study for the last 3 years when we were under the center, we had more explosive runs when the tailback was behind the quarterback, and we'll go back and do more of that.
Texas coach Mack Brown joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Dallas, his home state. Coach, you've got a couple of kids that have senior behind their name, but maybe some of the young kids are going to take over at that running back position. Who's going to step up early on?
Well, we do. When we start on the 7th, it will be Trey Newton and Fozzie Whitaker, and those 2 guys will be our 2 starters. And we're going to go with them, and obviously other people have a chance to step up. But unless somebody else steps up, those 2 guys have been around a long time, and they need to stay healthy, but they're both good players.
Coach, you lost more than just, obviously, Colt McCoy. You lost some linemen, and you lost a big part of your football team in Jordan Shipley, not just as a wide receiver, but a kid that could do a lot of things on special teams.
Yes, you take Quan Cosby away 2 years ago, and he's with Cincinnati. You take Jordan away last year, and you've taken your go-to guys away 2 years in a row. So somebody has to step up, and you figure it'll be a James Kirkendall, a John Childs, or Malcolm Williams, but none of them have done it yet. So that's the fun part of this team, who's going to be the running back, who will step up at wide receiver. A number of the offensive linemen have not started. 2 of those guys haven't started. 3 have, David Snow on and off. So will they step up and play well? And then your backup offensive linemen are really young, and you've got to prepare them for next year. So it's a year where we're going to have to coach hard.
Coach, you've got a couple of guys on that defensive line that are coming back that can anchor it, but again, a couple of spots you have to replace. Talk about that crew.
Well, it's obvious that Keyston's here because we need him to be the Roy Miller. We need him to be the Lamar Houston of the last couple of years, and we're putting him in more of a leadership role. And then after that, I talked to the kids last night a long time about what they've seen and what they think, that other spot's wide open. They bragged on Terrell Higgins. They said he's gained some weight and he looks good. Calvin Howell's obviously, I think he's up to 300 pounds now, so he's obviously a guy that may be in that mix. And then you've got three freshmen coming in that have all worked really hard, and they're impressed with all three. So that's a position that we'll really have to look at. If we get thin because there's so many passing teams in the Big 12, we can go to a 3-4 and just play with one lineman some too. So we have it built into our scheme that if it doesn't fit with what we're doing, we'll put a faster linebacker or secondary guy on the field.
Of course, speaking of Keaston Randall on that line, and of course you got a big fellow there in Sam Acho, but you mentioned Terrell Higgins there, Coach. Coach Mac Brown with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tell us a little bit more about him.
No, he's not on scholarship, and he got sick this spring. He lost some weight, so he struggled some, and the guys were really impressed. Sam Acho is a great young man. He and Emmanuel, they take a trip to Nigeria every summer for a couple of weeks, and he decided to go with them this year, and that was very impressive. And if Sam Acho trusts somebody, then I'm going to put more stock in him, and they're just saying, Coach, just watch. Tyrell's doing a good job, and he's coming, so it'll be fun to watch him.
Coach, you've also had a few guys out there like that are moving from 3-4, 4-3. There's been talk about changing it. There's been talk about some of the styles you see from a running conference to a passing conference, and now it seems like we're going to have a few more running backs. How do you think this all is going to affect the way you play defense?
I think it's just taking a big guy that gets tired in the pass rush out of the game, put the faster guy on the field, and everybody's trying to match up personnel, and this league is a throwing league. I mean, when we looked at the numbers last year of how many people threw the ball and how many people ran the ball except for in the game, late in the game when they were trying to kill the clock or if they were way behind and tried to throw it every time, this has become more of a predominantly a spread league and passing league. And it's one thing that's hurt us in the last two bowl games because Ohio State lined up and they were very physical and had two backs and came at us. And then Alabama did the same with two great backs. And that's another reason we think we need to run the ball more. It's just not Garrett. We'd like to see two backs some in practice and start tackling downhill runs. We feel like that a young guy named Barrett Matthews has a chance to step up and help us because he's really fast. I think he ran a 10-500 meters in high school. And he's a good blocker. He's very aggressive. So we feel like that added to the guys that we've got, that he could help.
Well, one thing about Texas and the likes of teams that are always in the top five, Coach, is that it doesn't matter who you graduate. You guys recruit so many great players. Can you tell us a little bit about the young guys coming in, freshmen and guys that we're going to see step onto the field this year for you?
Well, it's interesting that in college football now, the players know more about the freshmen than I do. So it's kind of fun to sit around last night, and a lot of times when they have their 7-on-7 work, the freshmen they'll be bashful, and they'll say, well, he didn't get in much. You know, he kind of stood back and he watched, and a huge part of that is they don't know what to do. So unless they have a guy that will take them under their wing and say, let me show you what to do. Come here. Here's what that number means. Then they're probably slowed a little bit, and it was funny last night. I was asking the guys, and they said, you know, some of them look real fast, Coach, but you play this game in pads. You don't play it in shorts. And we'll see how they show up on the first day when everybody gets those pads on.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time. Sure appreciate catching up with you. Mac Brown, head football coach at the University of Texas. Of course, we had a chance to talk with Mac earlier this morning as they went through the radio area earlier before our show, and appreciate actually getting a chance to talk with the head coach of the Big 12 champions. And, of course, everybody back in Huskerland obviously wants to play them October the 16th, big game coming, and then they would like to get a crack at Oklahoma in a Big 12 championship game from a tradition standpoint. So Mac Brown with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Oklahoma also in the room. We should have a chance to talk to a couple of the Oklahoma players here in just a moment. Colorado, Kansas, we'll see who else is rolling around here. Scotty McKnight, great wide receiver from the University of Colorado. We should have him before the end of the program today. Also expecting to talk with Pat Forty from ESPN, ESPN.com, who covers so many sports all over the world. And, of course, top of the line when it comes to college football, and we should have a chance to chat with him in the second hour of the program today. So let's take another break and remind you that you are listening to the Doug and Daddy Show from Big 12 Media Days live here in Dallas. Bruce Furniture, don't forget, coming soon, the Bruce Furniture fan line on the Doug and Daddy Show, and brucefurniture.com. Check it out now. All sorts of tools to design a room with new furniture. You can follow on Facebook and Twitter. Special email surveys and offers when you become a Bruce Furniture customer as well. Bruce Furniture, downtown Kearney and Holdridge, and South Marion Road in Hastings. We're back after this.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Tim, technician from SafeLight and Auto Glass Center.
My customer had a tiny chip in his windshield. He got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack, it spread. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. And our repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight and Auto Glass Center at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
When pain strikes, put on a Salon Pause pain relief or arthritis patch and join the pain-free movement. Salon Pause is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain relief patch. Two powerful active ingredients go right where it hurts, reducing inflammation and relieving mild to moderate pain for up to 12 hours. Millions are joining the pain-free movement. Now, it's your turn. Salon Pause.
Salon Pause.
Available at CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
And we're back on the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this final day of the Big 12 Conference Media Days, brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and, of course, our friends in Holdridge. See Doug and Mike Bruce for everything that gets your living room, den, bedroom. It's all right there for you, Daddy.
Well, it's all right there for you, and I'm telling you what, a year from now, when this young man across from us is making big bucks, he's going to stop at Bruce Furniture, probably do himself some shopping. Jeremy Beal, defensive end. Are you comfortable with everybody calling you a defensive end now, moving from the linebacker position?
Yeah, I'm comfortable. You know, I've been playing there long enough. So.
Well, welcome to our show, and thanks for giving us a minute.
All right, no problem.
Well, Oklahoma always brings studs because they got so many of them to media day, and you got you got enough guys that some publications are putting you number one in the country. Is that a spot you're very comfortable with? Because number one has the target. I know that's where you want to be at the end of the year. Is that something you pay attention to, embrace, or have you not even really paid attention to it that
much? Yeah, we don't really pay attention to that much. You know, we pay attention to is trying to get better every day, you know, then our first game, you know, Utah State, looking forward to that. You know, and then if we take care every week, every game, I mean, really, it doesn't matter what you rank, you know, so.
What does Jeremy Beal have to improve then? If you guys have to get better all the time, where does Jeremy Beal have to improve at?
There's always improvement. Technique-wise, you can improve that way. Just, you know, getting stronger, faster, quicker. And then, you know, watching film, you know, just learning your opponent is always the way to get better, so.
Jeremy Beal joins us, defensive end for the University of Oklahoma right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are live in Nebraska, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. Jeremy, when you look at last year and how much focus was brought on McCoy and on Sue, every time you turned on ESPN, it was one of those two guys on.
Mm-hmm.
Just following in their footsteps. I mean, it looks to be perhaps you and Mr. Crick from Nebraska doing the same thing for those two teams. Do you embrace that?
I really don't care if, you know, the media and stuff like that. And I'm trying to win football games, you know. I mean, if my play brings on that, it's okay. But my focus is winning football games, trying to win Big 12 championship. I mean, it'd be nice to have that, but it really, I mean, if I do, it doesn't matter.
Well, your defense is supposed to be so outstanding. Travis Lewis getting accolades as a preseason defensive player of the year. You're right there with a unanimous selection.
He's right there on my vote.
Yeah, well, I know. You got all the big boys. I think that's actually the list. You turned it in. But how good is this defense, and can you somehow compare it to last year? I know you haven't played a game yet. You went through the practices and workouts.
We have a chance to be outstanding defense. You know, we got 6-7 guys coming back as the nucleus of the defense. We need about 4 or 5 young guys to step up and play with the rest of the 7. And that's the 7's main job, to get them up to our level. And I think we have the talent to do that. And I'm really excited for this defense this year.
You see, you talk young guys. Any of the young guys remind you of yourself coming up through the ranks?
I don't know. They're all there. I mean, I'm a pretty unique situation. You know what I'm saying? I kind of got thrown into the fire at the end of the season. But you know, we have some outstanding young guys like DeMontre Hurst. You know, he played a little bit last year. Kind of reminds me of myself. And he's going to be a really good corner for us. Jamarcus McFarland is going to have to step up. Or Stacy McGee going to step up. They haven't played much, but you know, to replace Gerald, that's the 3 technique. And just some the. That's pretty much it, you know. I mean, you have to come and step up.
Jeremy, is that the best way to learn big boy Division I football? Not just dip that toe in the water, dive in head first, just be thrown in there?
Yeah, go hard. I mean, to be successful, I mean, everybody's athletic in Big 12, you know, and Division I, but you got to be smart, you know. If you're smart and if you don't mess up, you got to dive head in first and go hard every play.
Jeremy Beal, defensive end for the University of Oklahoma, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk about what you're seeing from the offense, even though it's spring ball. What you've seen from Landry. Supposed to be some weapons over there as well. What do you like what you see over there when you go up against them?
Our offense is going to be just as good as offense 2 years ago. Landry.
Oh, God. If that's true, look out, people. 60-some points a game if they're as good as they were 2 years ago.
Landry has progressed. He's going to be good. I think our wide receiver core is going to be – I mean, we got Ryan, we got DeJuan Miller, we got a young guy, Kenny Stills, who has really impressed me. I mean, we got an outstanding wide receiver core, I think. And we got a stable of running backs, you know. Jeremy Calhoun, DeMarco Murray, Moses Madu out back there playing. So, man, offense going to be really good. And then the O-line, you know, a lot of people talk about last year, but a lot of people don't know. I mean, we had 8 different starting lineups, you know. And right now we have 1 starting line, and they come together as a group. And a very solid O-line.
Is there that hybrid guy out there like a Jermaine Gresham?
Jermaine, you don't see too many Jermaine Greshams. But we won't have that. I mean, we have some good solid tight ends, though, I can tell you that. But Jermaine's going to be hard to replace.
So. Freak show. Yeah, you're right. He's a different animal.
Jeremy, we'll let you get going here. I know there's a lot more folks that want to talk to you and find out more about Oklahoma. In Nebraska, we want to play Oklahoma this year. There's only one way to do that. So let's get back to Dallas, Nebraska, Oklahoma this December.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Right. Good luck this season.
Beat Texas.
Let's give Texas 4 or 5 losses this year. Jeremy Beal joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the University of Oklahoma. Outstanding defensive end. And Daddy, as you said, moving around, and I guess, again, we talked a little bit about this over the last 3 days. We've had a lot of guys that are actually moving positions, not from linebacker to running back or things like that, but moving off the line to a corner or linebacker, or moving around on the offensive line, moving from a tackle to a guard or something like that. Does that mean that these teams have a lot of talent, or does that mean they have holes to fill in?
No, you know, Doug, I think they're moving these people to where they think can get to the ball carrier, where they can create the most pressure on quarterbacks, where they can create the most havoc. And, you know, there's very, very talented people. You know, the linebacking core of Oklahoma with Travis Lewis. You know, you go up and down there. Ronnell Lewis, another guy that they look for. You know, they're young there, but they're moving them to get their best people on the field at the same time.
Well, Oklahoma has got a lot of good people, Tony. And if a defensive guy like Jeremy Beal talks about the offense the way he just did, thinks it's going to be as good as it was 2 years ago, scary. And that is why I think Oklahoma was the selection over the over the Longhorns in the preseason media poll in the Big 12 South.
You know, if they're going to be as potent as they were, everybody remembers that offense. They were just putting up piles and piles of points. 100 touchdowns? Is that what they scored? 100 touchdowns? And you start talking about ridiculous things like that 2 years ago, and then, of course, all those pieces of the puzzle got hurt, and they had to get some young people to play last year. Probably weren't ready. You know, they're 8-5 a year ago, and you cringe at Oklahoma 8-5. But you know they lost all five of those games were relatively close. I think four out of the five were within 6 points. So had an opportunity to win, you know, and have a regular Oklahoma type of season.
Lost by one to BYU. Lost by one to Miami of Florida. Lost by three to Texas. Lost by seven to Nebraska. And then they were thumped at Texas Tech, 41-13. The year before, just in case we need to jog your memory, in all of their regular season football games, the fewest points they scored was 35 in the 45-35 loss to Texas, the only loss they had that regular season. Everything else was in the 40s, and their last five games of the year, they scored 61 or more points in every single game against Nebraska, A&M, Tech, Oklahoma State, and Missouri. So very, very potent offensive football team, and you got DeMarco Murray back there that can help Landry Jones along. If they get a passing game, Tony, who's going to stop this football team?
Well, Ryan Broyles, you know, a wide receiver, many people think him and Niles Pohl are 1-1A in this league. Yeah, Broyles is going to be sensational. I think anybody to go would be that 2-3 guy. Yeah, this is going to be a dangerous deal to watch if it's all going to come together. And everybody thinks that Landry Jones is a special one. We'll wait and see.
Daddy's going to go on the prowl again and get us our next guest, it looks like. Is that what you're going to do? Are you prowling?
Well, I've already prowled that buffet they put up in front of me.
That's Daddy. 2 hours of work, 22 hours of sleep. Come on, buddy. We're going to talk about a couple of other things and see who's coming up next on the line here. Scotty McKnight, wide receiver from Colorado, is in the wings, and we'll catch up with him. Let's take a look at what's going on last night, the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball match. They played four games. It was a sweep. The red beat the blue in all of the games, and then they played a fourth one, and many kids from the area were on that team. From the red, Morgan Fisher of Wood River had an outstanding match, 11 kills and three aces. Tatum Robleski of St. Paul had an ace and a block. Also on that team, Abby Sorensen from Clay Center, outstanding ball player. She had 9 kills and 1 ace in the competition. Taylor Johnson from Northwest, playing in her final volleyball match, had 4 kills and an ace block in the ball game as well. Now on the blue team, Kearney Catholics and UNK recruit Katie Sokolowski, 13 kills. She had an ace block and an ace serve in that match for the blue. Casey Hickson had a kill out of Aurora last night as well for the blue squad. And Jesse Allen also played, had 4 kills and ace and 3 blocks for the tall, lanky senior from Aurora. So some outstanding work there by all of those ball clubs last night. And today, softball as the coaches clinic starts to wind down in Lincoln. And again, a special shout-out and congratulations to John Smith from Greeley and Randy Brown from Sydney. They brought home the Nebraska Coaches Association Media Awards for 2010. Looks like we'll take another break, maybe some more Oklahoma, Colorado, Kansas, Texas, all here in the room. We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
ESPN Superstation SportsCenter.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the SportsCenter update on ESPN. Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bulvey has released a list of 26 recruits that will be joining the Broncos this fall. Included on the list are Ben Reimer of Hastings High and Ben Kruger of Adams Central, Adam Brown, A.J. Frechtel, and Mike Tomlin of Grand Island, and Tyler Richters and Ben Peard out of Aurora. The list includes 16 players from Nebraska and 10 from Colorado. Nebraska golfer Mike Copeman is a leader entering today's third round of the Nebraska Amateur at the Happy Hollow Country Club in Omaha. Copeman fired a 68 yesterday and is 6-under for the tournament. He has a two-stroke lead over former Husker golfer Ryan Neatfeld. North Carolina Charlotte golfer Andy Sajovic is currently in third place at 1-over par. The Reds beat the Blues 3-0 in the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball game in Lincoln last night. The scores were 25-15, 25-23, and 25-18. The teams also played a fourth set, also won by the Reds 28-26. Kansas State recruit Courtney Cook out of Archbishop Bergen had 7 kills, lead the Red team. Katie Sokolowski out of Kearney Catholic pounded a match-high 13 kills to lead the Blue offense. And Kearney Runza scored 11 runs in the top of the first inning and went on to post a 25-6 win over Omaha Gross in the American Division Championship of the Class A State Baseball Tournament in Papillion last night. Derek Schreiner had a big night for Kearney, had a double, a couple of triples, and scored 6 runs. Kearney blasted 24 base hits in the ballgame. Kearney is now 45-5. They will host Papillion-La Vista South in the Class A State Championship game on Saturday at Memorial Field. Papillion-La Vista South won the National Division Championship in Columbus last night with a 20-10 win over Millard South. Yesterday's win also guarantees that Kearney Runza will play in one of two regional tournaments next week in Blue Springs, Missouri, or Grand Prairie, Texas. That's sports.
Get your motor running. Looking for adventure.
Ready for adventure? Get into Kearney Yamaha now during their annual Sturgis sale. Helmets as low as $45. Select leather jackets, vests, chaps up to 60% off. Luggage up to 50% off. And save up to 60% off parts, accessories, and apparel. Years of experience and huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80 exit 272.
Looking for adventure. And whatever comes.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!